The roller coaster ride that has been Arizona State University men's basketball this season came to a halt last night when the Sun Devils fell to Syracuse in one of the NCAA tournament's first four games in the beginning of March Madness. The 60-56 loss came after ASU struggled late in the second half and gave up a 7-point advantage. The Sun Devils finished the season with 20 wins and 12 losses. And with us for a few minutes to talk about ASU's men's and women's basketball is longtime sports writer Paula Bovin. She's also a professor of practice at ASU. Paula, good morning.
Good morning.
So when we look at the expectations, this is what we keep reading, that if we knew going into the season that ASU men's basketball would have made the tournament and then lost in the first round, a lot of people would have been satisfied. But is that harder when the team was a top five team after big upsets early in the year?
Yeah, you know, that's so interesting because it does sort of sound like a kind of a cheap line. Oh, yeah, if you only knew then, right? But the reality is, and it's hard to have perspective right now, but the reality is absolutely that the way they started the season made things a little bit harder to swallow at the end of the year. Bottom line, though, this is a team, this is a program that is heading in the right trajectory. The recruiting has been really strong. They are scheduling hard teams. I think Bobby Hurley, frankly, is still kind of getting his coaching chops a little bit, and that's something I think that will improve as time goes on. But no question it was disappointing to see what happened last night, especially because Syracuse, you know, they may be the tallest starting five in the country, but they were not an impressive offense by any stretch.
Now, Paula, with hesitation, I turn this over to my co-host, Mark, because Mark is a Syracuse alum. Well, go ahead, Mark.
Well, so, Paul, you mentioned that, you know, recruiting for ASU has been good recently, but this is still a team that is going to be losing a few seniors who've been there, especially in college basketball. You don't see teams with that many seniors in some of the power conferences. What is the challenge, do you think, for next year for Bobby Hurley and the remaining players to keep the momentum from this season going and try to build on it?
Oh, it's a great question and really very, objective considering your Syracuse background. I'm impressed.
I try.
You know what? I think the biggest challenge, and you mentioned the seniors, but they're not only seniors, but they were three really good guards that they're losing. And one thing we've seen in NCAA tournament play is you have to have a really good backcourt to succeed. So I think his biggest challenge is just going to be able to make sure and fill those spots with guys that can succeed, especially down the stretch when you're starting to play really, really good talent in the postseason. But I just think the program is in such a better place than it's been a long time. I mean, there's hope for, you know, facilities improving. There's great recruiting. And there's a coach that is starting to show not only his coaching chops, but certainly his recruiting chops.
Paula, one more question about the men's team. We don't know where the FBI investigation is going to end and how that could affect U of A, which, of course, has dominated college sports here in the state as far as college basketball goes for a couple of decades at least. So how much of an opportunity does that potentially present for the ASU program if U of A goes down?
You know, I mean, it's a great question because if for some reason whatever happens down at U of A involves Sean Miller going elsewhere, whether he has to, whether he takes another job, you know, whatever reason, U of A has shown that it's been able to reload over the years, but it could also have kind of a devastating impact because of the amount of recruits that they lost this past year because of the investigation. So it is an opportunity for ASU because they've never really won the recruiting battles against U of A. I mean, there's been the James Hardens here and there, but year in and year out, U of A has just been a monster in recruiting. And so, you know, that's not the way you want to take advantage of a situation of somebody else's troubles, but certainly opportunity could present itself depending on what unfolds.
And let's shift to ASU's women's team. They're going to make their NCAA tournament appearance coming up on Saturday as they play Nebraska. And Charlie Turner Thorne has been with this program for a long time. How would you gauge how consistent that has become? Because it seems like a pretty shining light in the ASU athletic department.
No question. And, you know, we know that for a lot of reasons, women's basketball doesn't get the attention it deserves. It's not as big of a revenue generator. And people are so hung up in comparing the men's and women's games, which is such an unfair juxtaposition, right? Because men and women are just physically different players. And so some people can't get past that. I think what's happened, and this is my long-winded answer to it, is people have sort of overlooked her accomplishments. I think she's been there, 21 years, is often at the tournament. I think she's been the last maybe 5-6 years straight there. The program wins consistently. There's very rarely a season when they don't win 20. And she does it with there's such profound respect for her in the basketball community. So it's really fun to see the success that it's had, and she's been so big about wanting young girls to have something to aspire to, and that has not always been the case in sports, and Arizona State's the type of program that they can aspire to, so it's been really impressive.
Now, Paula, because we're out of town, that's the last question, but out of time, but I did want to say that Mark grew up in Connecticut, and his parents are huge UConn women's basketball fans, so of course...
That is true.
Syracuse men, UConn women, he really struggles with these clubs.
Thanks for letting me in the building today, Steve.
Yeah, he must be insufferable about
Absolutely.
Right now.
Longtime sports writer Paula Bovin, she's also a professor of practice at ASU. Paula, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Great to talk to you.